This is the Be Memorable podcast. I'm Ty Erickson. I'll be your host. We'll be talking to the best of the best on how to sell yourself, how to market yourself, how to brand yourself or your company, and overall, how to be memorable. Garrett Orr, welcome back to the podcast. We've got a timely episode, but it's because, you know, I think a lot of people are looking for things to do, ideas. How do they still conduct business if they're not conducting business or have their doors open or whatever? So this should be a great episode. I want to give, you know, my clients and anybody else that's listening to this, whether it be, you know, we're in Utah, but nationwide, everybody's got different situations. And I really think one of the solutions right now is LinkedIn. And so that's what I wanted to talk today. I wanted to get you on since you're my go-to guy and, my expert as far as my business goes on LinkedIn. So I appreciate you taking a minute to join us today and we'll jump right into it. What the topic and the thing I really want to focus on is what should people be doing right now on LinkedIn? And I have some ideas, but just off the top of your head, can you kind of share just some overview basics and then we'll dive a little bit deeper of what should people be doing on LinkedIn right now in these times of isolation and working from home?
Thanks, Ty. It's always good to be on this call with you, this podcast.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. So I think the number one question in the back of everyone's mind should be, how can I help? Mm-hmm. How can you help? And a lot of people are thinking, I don't know what to do, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you think about what's happening just since February on LinkedIn, even January, just since January and February, the top two hashtags on LinkedIn were...
Sorry, what is that hashtag?
The top two hashtags in...
Oh, sorry, top two. I thought you said talk two. Sorry.
Yeah, the top two hashtags in January and February were marketing and leadership. Okay.
Gotcha. That's good to know.
So far in March, the top two hashtags are what? What do you think they are, Ty? coronavirus.
And work from home.
And COVID-19.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. And so that is what, there's a lot of really important conversations going on, very meaningful conversations going on around these two areas, right? And it's obvious, right? So what can I do? And we should all be asking this question, what can I do to help out? If you just spend a little time on LinkedIn and see the conversations that are going on, there is some amazing leadership that we are seeing.
Is it regarding the actual virus or is it regarding around how it affects business? I'm guessing both, but have you noticed whether it's one or the other?
Well, if you saw Arn Sorenson, CEO and president of Marriott on Monday, he left a 6-minute video to all of his people, and he did it on LinkedIn, all of his employees. And, he's recovering from cancer, and you can actually see that, you know, he's lost all his hair. And he stood up and he basically explained what is happening. He was completely transparent on what's happening to Marriott at this time globally.
Wow.
And he explained that he will not be taking any more income through the end of the year. His board of directors will not be taking any income through the end of the year. Wow. All of his executives that report to him are having their incomes cut in half. And, there's actual Marriott hotels that are having to completely shut down because of what's happening. And so, yes, it's about the coronavirus. It's about business. It's about all of it, you know, and how it's impacting our business. And even Jeff Weiner, the president, CEO of LinkedIn, responded to Arn and just commended him on his leadership. And, you know, if you want to see true leadership is what he said, this is it right here. You know, just being completely transparent and trying to help all of his employees understand what's going on. So any listeners out there that have employees, be transparent, you know, managing your company and your employees through this major change that's happening right now. Anyway, I don't know if I answered your question, but I think that is the question that should be on the back of each of our minds. How can we help those people in our network on LinkedIn?
Good point.
In whatever way possible. Yeah.
So what are maybe some basic ideas of how to do that? Is that through linking? Is it random people? Is it commenting on posts? What would you recommend there? Is it messages? And I'm guessing it's a little bit of all of it, but can you just share some ideas that maybe you and your clients are doing to reach out and offer that help, or some appropriate ways to do that? And I can maybe share some of mine.
I'll tell you, you know, what I'll tell you not to do is not be tone deaf to what is happening out there, okay. Right? When people connect, let's say there's a cold connection, which is fine.
Yep.
You're reaching out to people that you're targeting and want to have a conversation with that you don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to say something to the matter of, you know, how I hope you're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, hey, I'm trying to reach out and connect with people like you.
Yeah.
Right. It's a matter of just being relevant with the times. Right. So making sure that you're being sensitive to that. And then, you know, just reaching out to people and offering help, you know,
yeah.
And I guess what that means is you're a great example of that, Ty. I mean, I see you on LinkedIn. I see you on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
you know, reaching out to people and really, truly helping them, you know, helping them with their business and what they need at the
yeah.
moment. So that's, it's just personalizing, you know, your intentions to really, truly help.
Yeah. And it works vice versa. It is impressive right now with the times of the people that are willing to reach out and help. I talked to an accounting firm yesterday. That's a large nationwide outfit that's just literally calling small businesses and offering to help them with the SBA loans, the small business loans. And I'm like, how brilliant is that? Now, not saying I'm sure there's other people out there doing that, but they're doing, their intentions are completely in the right spot where they're literally just reaching out to say, hey, can we help walk you through that process? Because in the end, as you put yourself out there and you help other people, like the reciprocation is going to come. And that doesn't even need to be your intention. But if your intention overall now and in the future is just to be out there adding value, you don't have to really worry about selling your product. So if you're not a salesperson and you don't like high pressure selling, the best thing you can do is share ideas, help other people out, add value, regardless what it is. Just put yourself out there, add value, see how you can help. And then the sales game kind of goes away because you more so become an influencer of good as opposed to a pushy salesman. So that's just my two cents on it. And I have found on LinkedIn that's worked really well. There's groups on Facebook. There's people that are reaching out right now that are looking for help. And if you'll just take time to go in and look at the groups and the hashtags and the different social formats, you'll find the people that are looking for help or the groups that are trying to contribute help. And you can go in there and you can add your value. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be an influencer. You don't have to be perfect. Everybody adds a certain amount of value from their experience, what to do, what not to do. And so just go in and share that, share what you're seeing, share your interactions with your clients, share.
Yes.
You don't have to be the professor or the expert in your area. So anyways, rant over.
I love it. Yeah, you're exactly right. Another way to think about that is if people truly understand, if they really feel like you understand their problem.
Yep.
That's where the value is.
Yeah.
Right. It's not your solution.
Yeah.
Right. That solution will, like you say, the reciprocity will come.
Yeah, and like you said, the empathy and the sympathy and everything else along those lines, people are struggling right now. And there's a lot of people that are maybe afraid to say, hey, I am struggling. So maybe even one of the best things you could do right now is saying, hey, here's some of the areas that I'm struggling, and put that out there. And that may help other people that aren't willing to do that. You can put it out there, see what other people respond, and then somebody else can benefit from that as well. But then you also, you get exposure that way. And again, it's not about selling or marketing, but it's a matter of making people aware of who you are and the value you bring. If you can just create that awareness, things will start to take care of themselves.
Yes, absolutely.
Good. So the next thing is going into more specifics. And I appreciate your insight on that. That was an insight that I didn't have with the hashtags and leadership and stuff like that, and maybe some other ways people can utilize. But getting into the kind of the nitty gritty of it, what should people be doing on their profiles right now? Is there anything different there? Any different messaging, any different ways to connect that you would recommend?
Well, if we're talking about profile, the mechanics of a profile, mm-hmm. a lot of people don't understand that there is SEO capabilities on your profile, right? So when people are searching for a certain service or product or something, that can actually be found from your profile. It's like a mini website. It's like your personal business website.
And it may be one of the first things that pops up. Like I know when I Google like my own name,
yeah,
not that I'm vain and I do that all the time, but I mean, you go in and Google your name, your LinkedIn profile is probably one of the first things that comes up.
Yeah. So with that, there's keywords that, you know, you want to put in to your profile.
Okay.
There's a couple of things that you want to do to just capture people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say this all the time, but 93% of the folks that look at your profile will leave within about 5 seconds if they don't know what your value is.
Yeah.
And again, your value is answering the problem that your target audience is having.
Gotcha.
Right. So if you look at your profile, you look at my profile, there's a value statement right under my image, right?
Yep.
So I'll just say it. My value statement is enable more sales conversations and increase win rates. You gotcha. Know, if you're thinking about a sales person or a VP of sales, that's what they want.
Right.
Right. That's what they want. So I'm addressing that, and hopefully that's enticing them to take a look and read over my profile a little bit more. So that directs them to, you know, I also have a banner up there. I highly recommend having a banner with your logo on it. Nice and clean, not a bunch of words, just mm-hmm. really clean. And then just below that, you have an about section. Some people, you know, they put their resume in there, or mm-hmm. they put just a story about themselves. But if you're addressing your target audience in there and answering the questions that you know they have about your product and service, that's where that belongs, right there mm-hmm. in the about section. So make sure that you're answering those questions in a fun and interesting way. And, you know, that's just another way to keep people learning about you. They see your face, and they're making a conscious decision then. Yeah, I want to be connected with you.
Yeah.
Right. So, and then that really helps in terms of the follow-up process and starting to engage these people that you're connecting with.
So to that point, is there any reason, it's so easy to change your profile. Do you see any advantage in maybe addressing some current issues right now and being a little bit even more relevant, like how you could help somebody working from home or in a more isolated or a shutdown environment? Like, do you see people doing that, trying to keep it more real time and relevant to the current situation?
The profile itself.
Yeah. Or the purpose, or, you know, like me, whether I changed my, one of my subject lines to state how to use chocolate, you know, while working from home or something. Do you see any value in that? Is there anybody doing that?
No, I don't see that, honestly.
Okay.
What I do see are people being relevant in their messaging and engagement.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. But that's not to say, if you feel like that's something that you want to do, go for it.
Sure.
But being relevant through your posting on LinkedIn and just being relevant in your messaging is probably the most effective. Yeah.
So moving on to the next question I had, and this can be fairly basic. I know we're a little bit limited on time, but who should people be connecting with? And I know that seems basic, but maybe it is just a basic answer of, should they be just out connecting with everybody they can get their hands on that's willing to connect? Should they be connecting more targeted with like a target audience, referrers, people in their industry? What do you see and what do you recommend there?
Well, it goes back to what your goal is, right? What's your goal? Who is your target audience?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in and of that, if you can determine who your target audience is, whose problem can you solve most effectively?
Yeah, good point.
Right? And if you're able to zero in on that, LinkedIn through Sales Navigator allows you to really target those folks that you want to be visiting with. And that's an entirely new podcast that may require
sure.
a video, but I'm more than happy to go through that.
Okay, but, and we'll do that.
Okay, but I think if you were to just sit down and figure out who it is that you want to be targeting, then that's who you want to be connecting with and being relevant with, right?
And LinkedIn's designed to be able to connect cold and warm, right? Like that's the whole point of Sales Navigator. I know a lot of people are like, no, you're not supposed to be connecting cold or trying to connect with people you don't know, or I don't want to connect with you. I mean, LinkedIn is designed essentially as an online connecting format, correct? Like there's no right or wrong in trying to connect with people you don't know.
There is no right or wrong in that, but it's just being genuine, authentic, mm-hmm. right? All those good things that I think we all understand. A cold connection where there's no message, where you're just clicking on connect and there's really no message. The person in the back, the person that you're reaching out to is basically saying, why, who are you?
Correct.
You know, why would I want to connect with you? And I've never heard of you. Right?
Yep.
But if there's a message that's targeted to that person, that makes a lot of sense. So on a daily basis, if you want to spend time, a lot of us have a little more time now.
Sure.
With what's going on in the world.
Yep.
If you just, you know, let's say you have an extra 15 minutes a day. Inside those 15 minutes, you can take time to respond to messages.
Mm-hmm.
You can take time to reach out to your target audience,
mm-hmm.
do a little research on maybe 10 people,
yeah.
maybe five,
yeah.
right? And just think about doing that every day. How many new connections might you have? You know, over a month's period.
Right. And how convenient is that to be able to connect that way? Most people don't make five new connections every day.
Yeah. You think about going to a networking event
mm-hmm.
or, you know, some conference. They've all been canceled. We understand that.
Right. So
those opportunities are gone for the time being. And LinkedIn, if you're B2B,
mm-hmm.
you got a B2B business, it's really a great platform to take place of those other things.
Yeah. What about once you've connected? And this is where I did want to spend, you know, probably the last bit of our time here.
Okay.
What should people do once they've connected? So, and go back and listen to our previous episodes, because we won't have time right now to go through the nitty gritty on like the pre-message, post-message, all that stuff. We have a previous episode that covers all that. But what should people be doing once they've connected, they do a follow-up message, And then from there, what should they be doing once they've made that connection? Because most people are just connect, goes into their connection pool. Hey, I've got 5 million connections. What should people be doing with that connection from that point? And maybe people haven't even thought of that. So go ahead and, if you will, just divulge on that.
Yeah, you know, it's just being authentic with these folks, mm-hmm. and being realistic. But you're a good example of this, where you're reaching out and you're asking for permission to learn more about their business, mm-hmm. learn more about them. And what I would do is ask them for permission to mm-hmm. email them.
Okay.
Email is more personable.
Yep.
It's there.
Sorry. Yeah. So you just continued on, email is more personable. So you...
Yes. Yep. Exactly. So what I would do again is just ask for permission to see if you can email them and continue the conversation. And then go from there. For some of us out there, we have a system where we can upload, you know, some of this information into a CRM and mm-hmm. Really manage that really well and have a sequence of emails that would go out to them to really foster a genuine conversation.
Gotcha. Okay. And the end result, as you see with your clients, should be what? As you start to connect, from what I know, it should be all about adding value, right? How you're solving that problem, how you're helping them. What should be that, I'm guessing that should be the end result, right? The last thing you'd want is probably salesy emails going out saying, hey, buy my product, buy my product, buy my product. I'm great. Let me tell you why I'm great.
Yeah, correct? We've all seen it. There's lots of spammers out there on LinkedIn and through email. So that's the last thing you want to be. Again, it's just being genuine with your audience and these targeted mm-hmm. people that you're wanting to work with. So it's just a matter of helping them understand how much you understand their problem. And it may mm-hmm. be through articles. It may be through videos. It may be through just a few messages. But all of sure. these are things that will build that trust that eventually will end in hopefully a warm conversation where they are comfortable having that conversation with you.
Mm-hmm. And giving them that purpose. And the last thing, from my experience, the last thing you'd want is for them to have any type of a wall up that they're going to be sold as you're starting to develop that warm relationship.
Right. You're just eventually breaking that down. You're breaking that skepticism down.
So, and we can have a totally different episode on this, but I did want to, we've got a few minutes left. I wanted to take a few minutes on what about content that we're posting? Like what are some quick ideas? What are some maybe do's or don'ts? And I'll share real quick with mine. I just share insights that I get. I share things that I'm seeing. I'm sharing things that are working for me, stuff like that. But what are maybe some things that you're seeing? Or maybe, again, just some do's or don'ts, what people can or shouldn't be posting on LinkedIn.
Videos are always good. Okay.
Okay.
And they can be just of you, just right off your phone and upload them into your profile. Okay.
Okay.
That's number one. And again, making sure that you're addressing the relevant issues of the day and what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then that should really be no longer than a minute. Okay.
Okay.
And then really relevant questions. If you want to send out a post to get a lot of response, asking a real good thought out question that's mm-hmm. relevant to the problem that you can solve. Right. Okay. You're not trying to sell anything. You're just asking a question. Right. Graphics are really good. If you can put together a graphic, it catches people's attention. Mm-hmm. And in terms of articles, it doesn't have to be your article. It can be something that's mm-hmm. been curated by you or it can just be an article that you really appreciated that you think your audience is going to benefit by.
And then I'll share one thing that I've noticed, and I will admit, I do not know the algorithm. I'll be honest with you. I don't really care to know the algorithm. Mm-hmm. But I have noticed, like, on engagement, again, going back to, it's called social media. It's not, you know, creeper media or stalking media or whatever or viewing, you know, that's what the news is for. They post stuff, it goes up, nobody responds, whatever. Social media, which I would include LinkedIn in that aspect, is engage and socialize. So if somebody comments on your post, comment back. If somebody else posts, comment on their post. If it's somebody you want to engage with, to me, it's no different than walking into a room, seeing a bunch of people talking to you and saying something and just ignoring them by just scrolling down your feed and not engaging. And then same thing with your own stuff. If somebody, like I said, if somebody responds, at least like, respond back, tell them thanks for commenting, whatever it may be, correct? Is there anything else you would add to that?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. You know, if people are actually responding to you, you had better be on there responding back to them. Even
right. If not, what's the point? Even
if it's just a thank you. Thank you for your comment.
Yeah.
Something that simple, right?
Or great insight. And you can even, I think, in a cordial way, not debate, but have a conversation about, hey, this worked for me. Or like, oh, that's insightful. That worked for you. I found, you know, something a little bit, opposite. Thanks for sharing. But I think it's just important to have that engagement.
It is. And that's where people fail, to be honest.
Yeah.
they just need to be highly engaged. And if they can commit to that, they'll see the results they want.
And I feel like if you're going to post and not respond, what that starts to tell me too, is that you're maybe not even the person behind that. I mean, there's no human feel or warm connection there. If your sole purpose is to go on there and connect and make warm connections and facilitate it into a physical or even virtual relationship, business relationship, if there's nothing behind the posts or the things you're doing on LinkedIn, it's just going to look very cold, very calculated. Going back to what you said, be genuine. And then people are going to really start looking at it and going, what's the point? Why do I want to follow this person? Or why do I want to see their content if they're not even behind it? Or if I don't know they're behind it?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Good point. Yeah. So just being engaged, even if you have somebody helping you with your content, mm-hmm. you either need to be that person.
Right.
You know, that's going to respond, or you need somebody responding for you.
Mm-hmm. And you need, I would think you need to still be involved at some level. Like, you can't just turn it over and go, good luck. I mean, people are going to know you, even if you're going to hire somebody else out, be involved, like at least go in on the back end and engage or approve the content, be involved in what you're doing.
There's some great examples of that. I mean, just, mm-hmm. you take a look at, again, you know, these great leaders that I mentioned earlier, Arne Sorensen mm-hmm. of Marriott and Jeff Weiner of LinkedIn. They're highly engaged.
Yeah.
They take the time.
Which should be a good indicator. And that's the thing. I've always said success leaves clues, and nothing wrong with going in and copying successful people. So if you don't know what to do, go look somebody up on LinkedIn that is successful and study what they're doing. See what they're doing.
Good stuff.
So, Garrett, I'll end on this. The easiest way to get a hold of you, obviously it sounds cliche, but find you on LinkedIn, follow you, connect with you on LinkedIn. All your information is on there. Is that safe to say?
Yeah. And if you go to addypro.com, that's ADDEYPRO.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm offering to my network right now, and anybody that's listening, I will give you a free audit of your profile. And typically I charge for that, but anyone that hears this, just go to my website, set up a call, and we'll get on Zoom, and I'll go over your entire profile to help you where you can improve it.
That's awesome, because you can tell a profile that you've helped with and just a regular profile. It's night and day different. So I would highly, highly recommend to do that, especially right now when people have time.
Yeah.
So Garrett, appreciate your time. We'll definitely, of course, do this again. There's a million different things we can go through. But again, just really appreciate you taking a moment to give us some insight on things we can be doing on LinkedIn.
It's always a pleasure, Ty. Thank you so much.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah, have a good day. We'll see you.
Bye now.